今晚,
esta tarde,
I want to handle the coming of the Messiah.
我要, 我要, agora falar da vinda do Messias.
Because he said,
因为他说了,
tell, go tell them, go tell
vai,
these people.
去告诉他们, 告诉他们,
that when the rapture takes place,
当被提发生了,
they will be glorified.
他会
得荣耀。
They will have glorious bodies like mine.
他们会拥有跟我一样荣耀的身体。
They will share in the glory of God.
他们会分享神的荣耀。
That glorification,
这个变荣耀的事情
does not happen until the rapture, until the Messiah comes.
弥赛亚来了，被提发生之前不会发生。
The most important event that the church is waiting for right now.
现在教会等待的最重要的事情。
Agora.
In the prophetic calendar of God,
神预言的时间表当中
is the return of the Messiah.
就是弥赛亚的再临。
Is the snatching of the bride?
No dia do arrebatare
da noiva.
And there are some very important aspects about that coming.
这一次来临，那有非常重要的事情。
That you need to know.
你要知道的。
So tonight,
因此今晚
we are going also to look at the imminency of the return of Christ that is spoken in that vision.
我们要查看耶稣再临的紧迫性，就是那个意象告诉我们的信息。今天我要跟你们分享这是意象，就是跟弥赛亚来临有关的。
你
会看到多么的快速的，快速的发生。所有的人都会戴上头巾的头巾，然后每个人立刻的变荣耀，超级荣耀，圣洁圣洁圣洁的基督徒。而我非常的震惊，因为他们都戴上白色的头巾。
You know, for me, I get to see even some exact people that will enter, exact amount of people I know.
并且对我来说，我能够看得出来那特别的、特别的一个个人，就是我认识的人。
The Lord is saying,
主在说
that Satan has lied to the church.
撒旦欺骗了教会。
And she has abandoned the cross.
这一来，教会放弃了十字架。
The cruz de Jesus.
耶稣的十字架。
Cruz de Cristo.
基督的十字架。都放弃了。
And she has taken a sweeter gospel.
这一来选择了甜蜜的福音。
Suculento, mais doce.
The Lord is saying that the church,
主在说教会
has abandoned the blood of Jesus.
都放弃了耶稣的宝血。
They now like motivational speakers, motivation.
他们现在需要那些就是给他们印象的灵感的那些讲道人。
And tickle your flesh and stimulate your flesh, make you happy.
有些人来要给你刺激的，让你高兴的，招待你肉体的讲道人。我在这要跟你们分享意象。
And you'll focus on me, blessed people.
大家都看着我，蒙福的人们。
Povo abençoado.
In that vision at night.
Nesta visão à noite.
The Lord made me stand on the earth.
意象当中，主让我站在地上。
Then on the right hand side of the sky.
然后呢，天空的右边。
All of a sudden,
突然
I heard everything.
我听见了所有的一切。
The voice of the archangel.
天使长的声音。
The command of God.
神的命令。
The trumpet of Yahweh.
亚威出号角的声音。在那右边。
And then the glory of God.
然后神的荣耀。
Came and shone that place from heaven. Came out and shone there.
从天堂出来，要照出，照起，把那个地方照出来。当我观看那个地方的时候，突然神荣耀的白色的云彩。
The Messiah appeared on that side.
从那个地方，弥赛亚出现了。
In the vision,
在异象当中
，You can imagine what a spectacular vision.
你可以想象这是一场多么壮观的异象。弥赛亚出现的时候
，But when he appeared,
当他出现
，The first thing he did,
头一次他做的事情。
When he's aware that I've gained contact with him,
当他看到我
专
注看着他的时候
then he showed me the glorious nail pierce.
他就让我看到那荣耀的钉口
lugar donde the nail pierce.
钉痕钉口手中的钉口荣耀的就像这样
After I have seen that,
我看到他的
Then he took the same right hand.
Therefore, I made my mouth. 同样的那只手来，戴上了冠冕。
This time around,
这一次
and as the base, this time around,
这一次
the Messiah now has a crown.
弥赛亚现在他戴上了冠冕了。
That is the message to Mozambique.
这是寄给莫桑比克的信息。
In other words, you could tell.
换言之，你可以知道。
That the Messiah was identifying himself to me using the cross, the nail pierce.
弥赛亚跟我把自己识别出来，用那手中的钉口来。
Wow!
Wow!
He became part.
这会成为他的身份特点之一了。
In other words, the Messiah was saying, right there, up to where we have reached.
换言之，弥赛亚在那儿，就是我们要抵达的那个地方。
He was saying,
他在说
God tell them about this.
去告诉他们有关这个事情
looked at him,
然后当我观看他的时候
he had a golden sash, golden.
他戴上黄金腰带
the oro, from the chest like this,
从他的胸部那儿
and then he had a red cloth running from the shoulder diagonally like this and spreading down.
然后呢他穿上红色的衣服从这个肩膀垂下来的血穿的红色垂下垂流下来了。
Revelation 19 verse 13.
Apocalypse 19:13. 启示录。
Revelation 19:13.
Apocalypse 19:13. 启示录。
It says the following.
他说的如下。
Revelation chapter 19.
启示录的19:13.
Verse 11, okay.
十一节开始
I saw heaven standing open,
我观看见天开了
and there before me was a white horse,
有一匹白马
whose rider is called faithful and true,
骑在马上的称为诚信真实
with justice he judges,
他审判征战都按着公义
and wages war, he His eyes are like blazing fire.
他的眼如火焰。
Okay, can I describe to you what that means?
那让我跟你描述一下这是什么意思。
When he says his eyes are like blazing fire, everybody focus on me now.
当他说到他的眼睛如火焰，那现在所有人都看着我。
When he says his eyes are like blazing fire,
当他说到他的眼睛如火焰
First of all, the glory alone, the his glory.
首先就是他的荣耀
covers the whole place, whole total.
覆盖了遮盖了整个地方整个地方
A whitish glory,
my glory, 带白色的荣耀
Whitish glory, very pure whitish glory.
非常纯洁白色的荣耀
Maybe a little bit more than this white light here.
有可能在那挂着的呢，灯发出来的白色的亮光比那还白的。
然后
在那个造访当中，我现在谈的是我个人收到的造访。那个造访当中，那若荣耀发出来的光，我说的那特别的那场造访。那荣耀就覆盖了谁的一切。
And then, the person,
然后呢
before he spoke with me,
他跟我开始说话之前
his eyes gained contact with my eyes.
他的眼睛跟我的眼睛对视着我的眼睛
his eyes are like blazing fire. Look at this now.
他的眼睛对视着我的眼睛的时候他的就如火焰的眼睛这不是一个往上冒着那个火焰在这所的这个如火焰不是往上的那个火焰
they go like this they go like they go they are red like flame but going like this going horizontal like this
就是水平的水平的就这么接近我就是带着红色的火焰就这样从他的眼睛发出来的火焰就是水平的他用他的声音跟我说话之前他的火焰他的眼发出来的火焰水平的就抵达到我的我的眼睛不是往上冒的火焰是水平的非常锋利那白色的荣耀当中带着红色的火焰他的眼睛发出来的就红色的火焰可是水平的就这么来就这么出来非常锋利的接近我接近我
I have come to announce to this nation,
every nation,
that the same Jesus you love so much,
and died
for you,
is
coming back.
他要再来了
And when he comes back,
当他再来的时候
he has a red garment,
他穿的是红色的衣服
of a judge,
他要审判的
he has a red garment for 13
看一下十三节他穿的红色的衣服
a red robe
está
vestido com manto vermelho. And he says,
and he says,
and his eyes were like blazing fire.
Your sons are some from chama de fogo.
And he's on his head were many crowns.
Yeah, sua cabeça muitas coroas.
And he has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself.
Yeah, ele tem um nome que só ele conhece, ninguém mais conhece.
He's dressed in a robe.
他穿着借了血借了血的衣服他的名称为神之道在天上的众军
Riding on white horses and dressed in lino finissimo, resplandeciente y limpio.
骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，又白又洁。
Coming out of his mouth is a sharp sword.
有利剑从他口中出来
，with which he strike down the nations.
可以击杀，
击杀列国。
他必用铁杖辖管他们。
The wine press of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty.
并要踹全能神烈怒的铁杖。
Isaiah 63, Isaiah chapter 63,
Isaiah chapter 63,
verses 1 to 5,
versículos 1 a 5.
He said, "Who is this coming from Edom?"
这从以东的不是哪来
？From Bozra.
With his garments
stained red like crimson.
Who
is this robe in splendor?
装扮华美，能力广大。
And riding forward in the greatness of his strength.
大步行走的是谁呢
？And riding forward in the might of his victory.
是凭公义说话，大能施行拯救的。就是我，就是我。
Mighty to save, but another
to
save. Why are your garments red?
你的装扮和为何有红色？你的衣服为何像踹酒渣的呢
？I have trodden the wine press alone.
我独自闯井障。众民中无一人与我同在。我发怒，将他们踹下。
In my wrath,
yes, 发烈怒将他们践踏
and their blood splattered on my garment.
他们的血溅在我衣服上
and I stained my clothes.
并且污染了我一切的衣裳
vengeance.
因为报仇之日在我心中
Do you understand?
现在理解了吗
Maputo knows the Messiah who is their friend, very loving.
马普都知道的他们的主就是他非常亲切的他们的朋友可是在那场异象当中就是他经过天空之前他让我看到他的钉口就是救赎的代价
然后他准备了金冠
然后呢他戴上了黄金冠冕
and then he has a golden sash from the chest like this tying him very well
然后呢他的胸部戴上了黄金的腰带
and then a red robe running diagonal like this spreading like this going down
然后呢血穿的红色的衣服
from one shoulder like this
从一个肩膀一直往下垂下来的
thenOnce he was sure that I've seen all that.
然后呢他确认了我看到了这一切的时候他就是开始经过了整个天空
And every single place in the sky where he stepped and stepped he left the footprint of glory, 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 glory. You can see everywhere he stepped as he walked.
然后呢他经过整个天空踏上天空的每一颗脚步 留下来的脚印荣耀荣耀荣耀荣耀的脚印哈利路亚我要祝福你永远永远的
for clapping for Jesus
为耶稣拍手的你
Could it be true?
这会是个
that the Messiah brought his glorious feet on our dusty roads.
弥赛亚带我来的就是我们这灰尘的土地中的就是他荣耀的脚荣耀的脚
Su pies gloriosos en nuestro camino de polvo.
超级荣耀的他的脚踏上了我们这灰尘的土地
Could that be true?
这会是真的吗
Because it was unbelievable.
因为这是无法相信的。
Because everywhere he stepped, I could see where he has come from. Glory, 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 as he walked across.
因为这是每个脚步留下来的脚印，荣耀，荣耀，荣耀，太荣耀了。
When he reached the other end, the left-hand side.
当他抵达到另一个左边的尽头的时候，停下来，再朝向我转过来，让我看到另一只手，另一只手的钉口。
And to mano in his hand,
另一只手中的钉口
the glorious nail pierce,
那荣耀的钉口
Then he took the same hand and prepared the crown.
然后用那同样的那只手来预备了冠冕
You can imagine what a vision. You alone with the Lord. What a vision.
你可以想象这是到底是什么样的一场异象你一个人跟主在一起在那你一个人跟主在一起然后当他确保好了我对视着他我看着他然后呢有一个理由因为有一个理由我就哭出来了主啊请求你把我带走因为跟你在一起太精彩了然后我听他讲你的时间还没到然后呢
he looked down,
往地下看
he slowly turned like this.
他慢慢地转身
And he entered in the cloud covered him.
然后让他进去，让
云
彩遮盖了他。可是那主把我留在那异象当中一段时间。
I could still see every footprint from where he walked from here to here.
这样一来我可以看到每一个脚印他留下来的从这个地方一直到那个地方的
因
此当他来的时候10月18号2021年
And he says, go tell them.
然后他说了去告诉他们
that when the rapture takes place,
当被体发生了他们会拥有跟我一样荣耀的身体
Do you really know what it means, the coming of the Messiah? Do you really know?
你真的知道弥赛亚来临是什么意思
Do you really know?
你真的知道吗
He is coming as a judge.
他来做一个审判官他要审判罪恶的其实当他被体当中提走教会之后他要释放出来羔羊的愤怒
So let us go to the book of John chapter 14 1 and 3 so we begin this journey He says verse 1 Do not let your hearts be troubled
o coração de vocês
You believe in God, believe also in me.
creiam em Deus e creiam também em mim.
My father's house has many rooms.
你们信神也当信我在我父的家里
If it were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you?
我有许多住处若是没有我早就告诉你们了
And if I go and prepare a place for you,
我去原是为你们预备地方若我去为你们预备了地方我就必再来接你们到那里去我在那里叫你们也在那里
You know the way to where I am going.
我往哪里去你们知道那条路
Two more, then I will explain. First Thessalonians. First Thessalonians.
First Thessalonians.
Says the following.
Ele diz o seguinte.
First Thessalonians.
Primeira Thessalonians.
Chapter 4.
Capítulo 4.
He says the following.
Ele diz assim.
He says.
Diz assim.
First Thessalonians 4:13 to 18. He says.
13-18 diz.
Brothers and sisters,
irmãos,
we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death.
我们不愿意弟兄们不知道 quanto aos que dormem.
So that you do not grieve like the rest of the world, the rest of mankind who have no hope.
恐怕你们忧伤像那些没有指望的地上的人们一样。我们若信耶稣死而复活了
and so we believe that
那已经在耶稣里睡了的人神也必将他们与耶稣一同带来
the meaning of that,
这是什么意思呢
is what happened to Stephen.
就是在史提凡身上发生的事情 史提凡
Stefano
Stefano
What happened to Stephen?
就是史提凡身上发生的事。
At the point when they were stoning him,
当他们用石头打死他的时候
then he saw heaven open.
他就看到了天打开。
And so when he bowed down and fell asleep like this,
因此他像这样就是
when they stoned him and then he knelt down and then he fell asleep.
滚西就这么倒下来的时候他就去睡了。
Because of the gospel.
因为为了福音
Then his soul went straight to Jesus.
然后他的灵魂紧接地去到耶稣那里
This is what happened to the thug on the cross with Jesus.
这就是那个强盗在十字架上就是耶稣旁边的那个强盗身上发生的事情
When Jesus told him,
当耶稣跟他说话的时候今天
you will be with me in paradise.
你跟我在一起乐园里了
He's saying, those who are born again,
那些重生的人
it is beneficial,
这有益处了
walk in holiness.
在圣洁当中行走有益处
Because if the rapture happens before you die,
因为你死之前被体发生了
You go straight into the kingdom of God in the rapture.
你在被提当中直接的去到神的国度。
It is beneficial to always be holy.
因此总是随时圣洁是有益处的。
Because if you die before the rapture,
因为如果你死在被提之前，你仍然照样直接的去到主那里。就是在讲说的话，有关弥赛亚的来临的时候，他说
that the Church of Christ is living in ignorance.
基督的教会要活在这么忽略当中。他们并不知道作为基督徒的根本的基础，作为一个基础的知识都不知道，就是这基础的知识。
Of salvation.
这才是救赎的基础呢，就是信徒的复活。因为没有复活，我们根本不是基督徒了。这是为什么斯提凡他就同意被石头打死，并且最近2022年的3月4号当我去睡的时候，让父神用声音跟我说的话，他说了他们会醒过来，他们会醒过来，有些为了得着永生，其他的为了得着永远的羞辱，他加上了永远的永远的羞辱，永远的定罪。另一场异象我要跟你们分享，
that if the church will focus on the promised resurrection,
如果教会专注这应许好了的荣耀，你会像史蒂凡一样的。当他们用石头打死史蒂凡的时候，史蒂凡看的就是主的复活，信徒的复活。他并没有看到石头，他没有看到逼迫，他看到的是荣耀当中的复活。莫桑比克的教会，你也有必要专注应许好了的复活，这被称之为荣耀的复活，第一场复活就是耶稣基督的复活，并且我们所有的圣洁的信徒会分享这个复活的，这场复活的。然后他说了，当他说到弥赛亚来临的时候，那教会现在忽略掉了最基督徒最根本的基础，就是基督徒复活的事情。
Wow! No wonder they fear Satan.
难怪他们惧怕撒旦呢。
No wonder they fear persecution.
难怪他们惧怕受逼迫。
Because he's saying,
因为他说
when Jesus comes,
当耶稣来了
he will come with the souls of those who died.
他要带着那些灵魂，就是他来临之前已经在他里头睡了的灵魂，然后他继续的说，他们一起来，因此神会带过来，主耶稣基督带过来一切在他里头睡了的灵魂，按照主的话语，因为这没有从其他人来的，告诉我们仍然活着的，就是 神也必将他与耶稣他们与耶稣一同带来。我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡的人之先，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活。以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。这一来我们要和主永远同在了，因此为了这个目标无论什么要圣洁，我们有充分的理由。因此所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰，多么的强大，多么强大的应许，弥赛亚来要把你提走到天堂去。
The trumpet call of God, how it's going to sound.
我已经听到神吹号角的声音会是什么样的。
I have heard this trumpet call.
我已经听到了这吹号角的声音。
You can imagine I know so much.
你可以想象我知道的很多。
I have seen the church going up also.
我已经看到了教会被提走。
I've seen the glorious things that our Lord when she reaches up.
并且我已经看到那荣耀的天梯放下来，他们爬上的那楼梯。
In Espanol, they say escaleras.
As escadas gloriosas.
That are lowered before she enters the cloud, the huge cloud.
就当他们进入那巨大的云彩里头之前，那荣耀的天梯放下来，那所有的人都看着我。
I have heard the words of the archangel.
我都听见了天使长的声音。
I have heard the trumpet call of God.
我已经都听到了神最后讲的声音。
This is how the trumpet will sound on that day.
这是那天这最后讲的声音会是这样的。
Pa pa ra pa ra pa 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 pa. Pa pa ra pa ra pa 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 pa. Like that.
像这样的。
Pa pa ra pa ra pa 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 pa.Like that,
像这样的。
Pa pa ra pa ra pa 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 pa. Like that, that's
像这样的。
Sing,
看一下，这样的声音。
So that day will take place.
因此，那天
会实现的。That day will one day realize, be a reality.
那天会具体化的，得以实现的。
And you'll remember these old men that used to come here.
那你会记起这老人经常出现在你眼前的，你眼前的，你会记起来的。
God is not a joke.
神不是开玩笑。
And he says here,
然后他在这说道
that he went to prepare a place for you.
他去为了你预备了地方。那些圣洁的人为了你们，他的来临，他应许给你的，他来要荣耀教会的那天，那日子那时辰是不知道。这就是他来临的紧迫性。
And the purpose for that imminent return, imminency of return, is that you may be ready at all time, every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year, every decade, every century.
他来临的紧迫性，他来临的紧迫性的目标就是让你们做好准备，随时属于地，每分每秒，每个时间，每星期，每个月，每年。因此现在，那我们可以查看他在临的紧迫性吗？当他来要把你变荣耀的那一天之后呢？
Owing to the imminency of that return, How ought you to live your life as a Christian?
我们会查看因为他来临的紧迫性，你们作为基督徒应该要做怎么样的预备？我们要查看这个内容。
How ought you to live your life as a Christian?
作为基督徒应该要活出什么样的生活？
Considering that his return is going to be imminent.
当你考虑到他来临的紧迫性的时候，
灵前第一章，灵前四章，宪法，正义宪法，部长，部长比科的七到八节，灵前的第一章。
Now we are looking at the characteristic of his coming.
那现在我们要查看他来临的特点。
The characteristic of the return of Christ.
基督再临的特性。
It says 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 7 and 8.
灵前一章的七到八节。
It says therefore you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed.
是你们在恩赐上没有一样不及人的，当你紧迫的宪法界的等候我们主耶稣基督显现的话
题，
基督在临的紧迫性，他也必经过你们到底，叫你们在我们主耶稣基督的日子无可责备。他没有提到其他的事儿。
He does not mention the year, the date, the time.
他没有提到那年、那日子、那时辰。
He does not say wait for this prophecy.
他并没有说到你要等到这个预言。
He simply says there is a day when the Christ will be revealed.
他简单的就说到了当基督显现的那天。
That is the imminency of his return.
这就是他再临的紧迫性。
Will be sudden, unexpectedly. Nobody knows when.
就是没有任何人知道那日子那时辰，没有任何人一个预想不到的时候，他就来临。
Characteristic of his return that should instruct how we live every day.
这就是他在临的最大的特点的特点，就是我们随时随地要做好准备的理由。
The Lord is using this.
主用这些。特点来
to be able to speak to you, to shake you, that you may now change the way you view holiness.
来要告诉你，要跟你
赐
给你这个指示，要教导你，要改变你。你现在要预备圣洁的方式。
He's using this that it may affect your holiness and your righteousness.
这一来，他愿意影响到你的先进、现在的、目前的圣洁和公义。
The Lord is using this.
主使用这些特点来
moral conduct as a Christian, moral.
来要影响你作为基督徒的道德标准。
The Lord is using this to affect your
主用这些来要影响
ethical conduct as a Christian.
来要影响你作为伦理作为基督徒伦理道德行为。
Wow. Wow.
是的。
Importante para esta hora.
紧迫性，紧迫性来。
That the church must change now.
他来临的紧迫性，现在教会现在要改变。
Especially considering that his return will be unannounced. The announcement is happening here now.
尤其是他的来临是在这宣布的时候，在这现在被宣布他的来临。
Avenida de Cristo no tiene anunciado, no tiene announcement. Announcement este, aqui ahorita.
A vinda de Cristo não tem nenhum anúncio, não será anunciado. O anúncio está sendo feito agora, aqui agora.
弥赛亚来临的时候。
Wow.
The imminency of his return.
他来临的紧迫性。
This is a very important feature that should instruct our lives in the church.
这是非常重要的特点，我们作为基督徒要受到的教训。
And he's saying,
他说
Look at the nail pierce.
看那我手中的钉口。
God tell them,
去告诉他们。
Tell them just to be born again properly using the first Calvary.
用那第一次的加略山来要完整的重生。
He's saying,
他说
Penelpias.
Tinkle.
As mãos onde os pregos entraram.
God tell them.
Vai,
diz,
I cannot go back to Calvary. I have a crown.
我不可能再回到加略山, 我已经戴上冠冕了。
Tell them just to be born again with the first blood at Calvary.
用第一次加略山的宝血来完整的重生。
Tell them.
告诉他们,
there is no second deliverance.
不可能有第二次的加略山。
Revelation 22 verse 7.
22:7节 22章的7节 启示录
It says the following Revelation 22 verse 7
启示录22章的7节 神说
It says Look I am coming soon
看哪我必快来
And blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy written in this scroll
凡遵守 叫书上预言的有福了
That is the imminency of his return
这是他再临的紧迫性
He says look I'm coming And he does not tell you when So you must be ready every day
因为他说了我必快来 可是他没有表明那日子那时辰 因此你天天要做好准备
Cada día, every day.
天天每天要做好准备
Revelation 22, 17 it says
17节启示录22
Verse 17 it says
17节神说
The spirit and the bride say Come
圣灵跟心腹说 来
Let the one who hears say Come
听见的人也该说 来
He simply talks about his coming Without any date, any event,
他没有提到任何具体的日期、时间, 就说来, 这是基督再临的紧迫性,
and that should instruct our lives to be ready, least every moment.
这就是教导我们生活的时候每个瞬间做好准备.
Revelation 22, verse 20.
启示录22章的20节.
It says. He who testifies to these things says, Yes, I am coming soon, but there is no sign he gives.
证明就是的说, 是了,我必快来, 可是没有具体的时间.
Mira, yo viene ya, yo viene pronto.
Ele diz, eu venho já, eu venho.
不是英文.
Mira, yo viene ya. Yo viene muy, muy pronto.
Él dice, olha, eu venho já, eu venho muito em breve.
That is the imminency of the return of Christ.
这就是基督再临的紧迫性.
That any minute he can come.
任何瞬间他都可以来, 他都可以来.
Any minute this sermon can be stopped.
任何瞬间这个讲道都可以结束.
And he take the church.
让他提走教会.
The imminency of the return of Christ when he comes to glorify the church.
他再临的紧迫性, 当他来把教会变荣耀的时刻,
It's such a powerful, important message that must instruct the way you live.
如此重要, 如此强大的信息, 必须要改变你现在生活方式的。
Revelation 22 verse 12.
12节22章启示录.
Hallelujah. It says the following.
他说的如下,
Look, I am coming soon.
看哪我必快来,
and my reward is with me.
赏罚在我,
and I will give each person according to what they have done.
要照个人所行的, 报应他。
The Lord is saying that eternity is being determined right now, here, here.
主在说, 你的永恒现在被决定, 在这里, 现在。 现在在这里被决定。
In esta segunda,
neste segundos aqui.
Everybody is determining their eternity here on the earth now.
所有的人决定自己的永恒现在在这里地上。
And they say,
然后他说,
I don't worry.
他们说我没有担心 Maputo 他们都说我不担心 我已经重生了 我已经进入了 我不担心说
The one who brought the grace
那带给你们恩典的那一位 他说
，According to what you have done, there are some works.
按照你所行的，报应你。那有一些事情要做的。
The good works that must come out of you, the light of Christ, shining light. Look at how beautiful the glory. The light is shining here now.
换言之，如果你重生了，那有功，那有善功，你必须要做到的，发出来基督的光，看一下，在这发出来基督的光。
The Hindus, when they see this, they can now say, "Wow, what a mighty God! I want to receive that God."
在这得医治的看，甚至穆斯林、印度教的，他们都看到了神的神迹启示，医治神迹。然后他说：“哇，多么强大的神！我也愿意成为基督徒。”那有一些善功。牧师们
，Ever since you began your ministry, have you shown the light of Christ?
自从你开始传讲福音以来，你曾经发过基督的光吗？你记得残疾人要站起来，
就
是为了特别的目标，主放在我身上的特别的恩赐。
But every single person.Can give and must give the light of Christ.
可是每个个别的人也都要发出基督的光来，自己接受的光。你曾经接受耶稣基督吗？你曾经行走在圣洁当中吗
？Of the glorification of the saints, he's saying.The message coming from there is the return of Christ.
那个意象就是教会变荣耀，那个意象就是谈到弥赛亚再临的事情。
A venida de Cristo.
A vinda de Cristo.
And he's saying the imminency of his return is supposed to instruct us on a daily basis.
他说他再临的紧迫性就教导我们天天要做准备，要警醒。
Wow.
是的。
If the whole Maputo can do that,
如果整个马普托做到这一点。
Then the revival of righteousness will consume the country.
那就公义的复兴会消耗整个城市的。
That on a daily basis, now you live in such a way that this imminency of his return is affecting your holiness, affecting your righteousness, affecting your moral conduct, affecting your ethical conduct, affecting your Christianity.
那就如此对弥赛亚再临的紧迫性这样的认识，天天影响到你的圣洁、你的公义，你作为基督徒过生活的天。每天的生活
para santidad,
成圣
justicia,
para justicia,
tu temor de Dios,
para un temor de Deus,
tu sabiduría,
para sabiduría,
tu salvación,
para salvación,
你的救赎
como tu camino,
都影响到你的救赎
como tu
天天这样的话
como tu conducta, 就
整座城市公开的发出来基督的光
Do you understand?
你理解了吗？
The vision of the Lord,
主的意象，
回去
告诉他们
that when the rapture takes place,
当被提发生了
they will have glorious bodies like mine.
他们会拥有跟我一样荣耀的身体。
That is the judge saying like that.
那是审判官，审判官说的话。
Meaning he's saying so to the holy people, his people, his elegidos.
他说的就是他的百姓属于他的，他所拣选的属于他的人。
But to the others in the church,
可是另一些仍然在教会里的那些叛教的人。
He says he's coming to crush the wine press of the fury of the wrath of God through the blood.
他来要揣酒炸那愤怒的酒炸，那他们身上发出来的血溅在他的衣服上。
Tomorrow when I talk about the vision when the Lord lowered to me a wooden pulpit from heaven, tomorrow I will handle that here.
明天我要跟你们说那牧师讲台从天降下来的，我要跟你们分享那场异象。
Cuando Señor lowered,
Quando o Senhor baixou,
主降下来的。
Tomorrow we are going to handle the restoration of the altar of the Lord.
明天我们要处理恢复主讲坛的事情。其实这我对列国施工的核心，你们会受到很大的很大的信心。然后他在这说，因为你不知道什么时间，具体的时间他来，你不可能等着任何一个信号。
12
章路加福音。
You also must be ready.
Estejam também vocês preparados.
Because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect.
Porque o Filho do Homem virá uma hora em que vocês não esperam.
In other words, at an hour when you least expect.
就是我们最意想不到的时候，四十。我们最无法预期待的时候，你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。这是他来临的紧迫性。最想不到的时候，人子就来了。路加十二的四十，这是我跟摩赞比克说的话。教会必须要预备，
这
想不到的时候，一个星期七天，一天二十四个小时，每秒要做准备，要做好准备。
That this should be the instruction that is changing the righteousness of your life, changing the holiness of your salvation.
这就是要赐给你们的教导，要改变你生活当中的供应，你圣洁的水平。然后他说
1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 2.
1 Thessalonians 5 versículos 2.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 2.
五章的二节，提撒罗尼迦前书。
He says, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night.
因为你们自己明明晓得主的日子来到好像夜间的贼一样。这就是基督来临的紧迫性。每天晚上你睡前，你总是带过来你家的孩子们，都跪膝一直拉手，跟你的家人拉手，拉手你孩子，拉你孩子的手，然后你们所有人都悔改，主啊，纪念我们。当你来提走教会的时候，主啊，我们睡前，我们请求主纪念我们这家人，赐给你的供应，你必须要做好准备。是的。
Do you know who is coming?
你知道现在来的是谁吗？
Some people thought he's coming to preach the gospel again in the byways and the highways.
有些人还以为他这次来还是在街道上传福音。
To argue the Pharisees and get tired and walk back to Bethany.
来要跟这个法利赛人辩论，觉得很累，回到伯大尼的那一位
吗？
到那去要跟他们辩论的，那明天是另一个，又到那去要跟他们辩论的，不，他作为一个审判官，作为一个狮子来要吼叫的。
The lion, the tribe, the Judah.
The lion, the tribe, the Judah.
He's not a baby, pobrecito baby in the manger. No.
他不再是马槽里的婴孩，他就是来。
If you know that.
如果你知道这一点。
Quando tu conheces este.
Se você conheces que.
Then you will leave sin.
那你会离开罪恶的，
你
会把这个罪恶丢在门外的，然后呢专注圣洁，然后进入，你必须，因为
Eternity is a long, long time.
永恒是很长很长的时间。
Muy largo, long, long time.
很长很长的时间。
And eternity in hell,
永远在地狱里
is unbelievable,
是无法相信的。
When the Lord took me to hell to see.
当主把我带到地狱里让我看，这是无法形容的。首先那黑暗
and the billion, billion, the billions of people crying, crying,
几十亿个人在那儿喊叫。
And most all of them, it seems all of them,
看来他们所有的人
it looks like all of them were saying, give me another chance, give me another chance.
好像他们所有的人在喊叫说给我另一个机会，给我另一个机会。
Meaning,
意味着
when they are unbelievers here on the earth,
当他们在地上非基督徒的时候，
But when they get to hell,
可是所有的人都下了地
狱。
在地狱里的所有的人都成为信徒，他们都相信耶
稣，
因为他们都知道了他们错过去的机会。
All of a sudden now they believe.
突然他们都开始相信了。
Father Abraham,
我的父亲亚伯拉罕呐，你可以差遣某个人来跟我的弟兄说话，让他们更认真地对待福音，让他们忘掉那些繁荣福音，更认真地接受这悔改圣洁的福音。耶稣写了这段比喻在圣经里头，
And he said,
然后他说了
No,
主啊
I have the prophets down there.
No,
不，在下边有我的先知
Nomsa is walking.
他已经把 Nomsa 站起来了 Nomsa 在走路呢我的先知在地上、
oh, yes,
是的
And if, the, if and he that created the soul
那一位就创造了你灵魂的。
What if you present to the soul will be able to muda to cambia the soul and bring deliverance and salvation to the soul.
他知道什么样的东西拿给你的灵魂看，那你的灵魂可以改变。他知道。
And he said,
然后他说了，主啊。
If they cannot believe the prophet of Yahweh,
不，如果他们无法相信亚威的先知，这样的话
they have called the cloud of God.
看了他们两位先知已经呼叫了神的名
字。Julia Mindo Lopez,
他已经把 Julia Mindo Lopez 把他站起来了。
From Uyghur in Angola,
从安哥拉的。
From Kenya.
这个安哥拉的他从肯亚从肯亚的宣布安哥拉的 Julia Mindo Lopez 他站起来了他在向他宣布在象牙海岸的下子睁开眼睛了从安哥拉的宣布
If that is not enough to convince your brothers to be born again properly, forget it.
如果这一切的一知圣经都不让你的没办法让你的弟兄完整的重生完整的相信的话那就忘掉没办法
They do not belong to heaven.
他们是不属于天堂的料。耶稣自己说的话记载在圣经里的比喻。请求你们。
The nations are preparing deliberately for the coming of the Messiah.
列国勤奋的要预备弥赛亚的来临。
It says the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 2.
5章的二节提撒罗尼迦前书
If you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night.
因为你们自己明明晓得主的日子来到好像夜间的贼一样。
1 Thessalonians 1:9 it says, for they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us.
Pois eles mesmo relatam de que maneira vocês nos receberam.
Porque eles mesmos dizem como
vocês nos receberam. They tell from idols, you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God of Israel.
E como se voltam
For the coming of the Messiah. 他们天天等待弥赛亚的来临。
They are waiting every hour.
他们每时间都等待。
There is a worship song that says this could be the day.
那有赞美说这会是那天。
When the Messiah comes.
弥赛亚来临的那天。
Titus chapter 2,
capítulos 2,
verse 13 it says,
versículos 13,
and he says,
and he says,
Tito 2, 13,
the book of Titus chapter 2,
o livro de Titus, capítulos
2, it says, while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, that is the imminency of the Christ. We must wait every second.
等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。这就是我们天天等待的他的来临，天天要准备的。
Now,
agora, 现在
if you know that the day of glorification will come suddenly like that in its imminency.
如果你现在知道了他的来临就是让你变荣耀的那个时间立刻的随时都突然的发生，那你应该活出什么样的生活作为基督徒。
The book of Matthew chapter 6
6:6
as we begin to close down,
我们请现在开始慢慢结束。
Matthew chapter 6
马太六章
versículo 19 e 20.
Versículo 19 a 20.
Matthew chapter 6 verses 19 and 20.
Mateus capítulo 6 versículo 19 a 20.
It says,
ele diz,
I need to find it first. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on the earth.
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。
Where moths and vermin destroy.
地上有虫子咬。
And where thieves break in and steal.
能嗅坏也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
But instead, store up for yourselves treasures in heaven.
只要积攒财宝在天上。
Where moths and vermin do not destroy.
天上也有虫子咬不能嗅坏。
And where thieves do not break in and steal.
也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。
For where your treasure is,
因为你的财宝在哪里
？There your heart will be also.
你的心也在哪里
？Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios.
荣耀归给主。
That if you know that the return of Christ is any minute.
如果你知道基督的再临是任何时刻任何瞬间，你会把
Hebrews chapter 10
财宝会
Hebrews chapter 10
we begin with Galatians chapter 1 as we go to Hebrews Galatians chapter 1 6 and 10
primeiro para Gálatas capítulo
积攒财宝在天上的
Galatians chapter 1 verses 6 and 10
一章六到十加拉太
He says, I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ.
我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩照你们的
and are turning to a different gospel.
去从别的福音
which is really no gospel at all.
那并不是福音
evidently some people are throwing you into confusion.
不过有些人搅扰你们
vos están perturbando
and trying to pervert the gospel of Christ.
要把基督的福音更改了
but even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the gospel of the cross and the blood we preach to you.
但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
As we have already said, so I say again.
我们已经说了，现在又说。
If anyone is preaching to you a gospel other than the one you received and accepted of the cross and the blood.
若有人传福音给你们与你们所领受的不同，就是你们受到的十字架宝血的福音，他就应当受审咒诅。十节是最最重要的。
Am I now trying to win the approval of man or the approval of God?
我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？
Am I trying to please people?
我只是讨人的喜欢吗？
If I were trying to please people, would I have been a servant of Christ?
若仍旧讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。
He said, 他说， If you are aware that the coming of Christ is sudden,
如果你知道基督的来临是突然的，
You will be ready 24/7.
你会24个小时，一个星期7天做准备的。
And you will not care about public opinion.
并且你不会介意公众的舆论。
Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西的第三.
He's saying,
他说，
That we need to focus our hearts and minds into the kingdom of God.
我们的心，我们的想法必须要专注神的天堂。
No reino de Deus.
Where Christ is seated with the Lord,
在基督跟主坐在一起。
That our lives are hidden up there,
因为我们的生命在那上头跟他一起隐藏的。
And he said,
他说了，
That while we are on this earthly body,
我们当活在这地上肉体的时候，这是被耗尽的。
This earthly body is wasting away.
这地上的肉体是被用完的。
The wasting away of the earthly body is the evidence of the sinfulness of this world.
就我们的肉体就代表着这有罪世界的罪行。
Obscuridad in this world.
这世界的罪。
The Lord is saying,
世上的罪，主说，
There is a glorious body.
那有荣耀的身体。
That everybody should be looking forward to the glorious body.
每个人应该要向往这荣耀的身体。
The Lord is saying,
主在说，
That the Messiah is coming.
弥赛亚要来了。
And that day and hour nobody knows.
那日子那时辰无人知道。
If you want to say this prayer, repeat after me.
如果你愿意跟我祈祷告祷告诉我，想到的主耶稣，
I receive you in my heart tonight.
今晚我在我心中接受你。
And I ask you to prepare me for the coming of the Messiah.
我请求你让我预备弥赛亚的来临。
Lord, quicken my heart.
震动我的心。
And give me a sense of urgency.
赐给我紧迫的感觉。
That I may be ready every second.
好让我每分每秒做好准备，为了弥赛亚荣耀的来临。主啊，保持我的圣洁和公义，好让我对罪保持零容忍。主啊，用圣灵来赐给我能力，好让我公义，能够抵达到更多的人，向他们传耶稣的福音。以基督的耶稣圣灵而求，我重生了。阿门。